For Little Friends, I Don't Want to Be Free, by T.S. Hettinger. Every star is different, and so is every child. Everyone is needed for just what he can do. Children's Songbook, page 142. I want to go to school like Christopher does, grumbled Sarah, as she watched the school bus pull away from the curb. You can go to school when you're 5, her mom assured her. Come on, let's go inside. Carry me, Sarah demanded. I can't, I'm carrying Adam, Mom answered. I'm not strong enough to carry both of you. I can hold your hand if you'd like. Sarah took hold of the hand that Mother offered her. But I wanted you to carry me, she complained, as they walked back into the house. Sarah climbed up onto the couch. It's no fun being 3, she muttered. 3-year-olds don't get to do anything. Well, Adam had fallen asleep, so Mom carefully placed him in the playpen. Then she sat next to Sarah, lifting the unhappy girl onto her lap. Christopher goes to kindergarten, and that's what 5-year-olds do, Mom said. Adam's taking a nap. That's what babies do. Let's think of some things that 3-year-olds do. Like what? Sarah demanded. Well, you can play with your modeling clay, or you can have a doll party, or I can push you in the swing, or you can do something else that you choose. What do you think? Sarah's face brightened. I want to paint and have a fun party for my dolls, and then make cookies. Mom smiled, glad to see Sarah returning to her happy self. All right, Mom said, let's get you started. She stood up and lifted Sarah high in the air before putting her down. Sarah giggled. And then I want to build a house out of my building blocks. Then I want to swing. Then I want to play with my clay. Then, slow down, Mom laughed. There are a lot of things that 3-year-olds can do, but I don't think that you can do them all today. Maybe not, but I can try. Well, Mom got out paper and paints and filled a cup with water for Sarah to dip her paintbrush into. I know one more thing that 3-year-olds get to do, Mom said as she helped Sarah into her booster seat. What? Sarah asked. When we go to church, you can go to the nursery. But in January, all the children in the nursery who have turned 3 will go to primary. And I'll go to class with Christopher? Well, you'll be in different classes, but you'll go to sharing time together, Mom explained. And I think you'll enjoy primary. It's one of the best things about being 3. Sarah carefully dabbed eyelashes on the big happy face that she had painted. This is how I'm going to look when I go to primary, she said. I love being 3. FHE, When I Pray, by Elizabeth Giles. It makes me feel good inside to know that God's always there. When I need to talk to Him, I close my eyes in prayer. I know He always hears me pray, wherever I may be, church or play or by my bed. He's listening to me. Flourless Peanut Butter Cookies by Renee Harding. Note, ask an older person to preheat the oven, put the cookies into the oven, and take them out for you. Ingredients: 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup peanut butter, 2 eggs, 2 cups of chocolate chips. Instructions: 1. In a medium bowl, mix all the ingredients together. 2. Drop the mixture by rounded teaspoonfuls onto a greased cookie sheet. 3. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees centigrade, for 10 to 12 minutes. Leave the cookies on the pan for 1 minute, then remove them with a spatula and let them cool. Mini Windsock by Sherry Timberman. Now, to make a windsock, you will need crayons or colored markers, a cardboard toilet tissue tube, a hole punch, and 9 13-inch, 33-centimeter lengths of ribbon. 1. Color and decorate the tube with a design of your choice. 2. Near the bottom edge of the tube, punch 8 holes evenly around it, and then tie a piece of ribbon in each hole. 3. At the top of the tube, punch a hole on the 2 opposite sides. Tie a piece of ribbon in the holes for hanging. Note, you probably will need help with this. End of the section for Little Friends. Verse Out Walking by